Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American studies, as well as news from Indian Country. Tribal colleges play a distinct role in the education of American Indian students. Over 50 years ago, the Navajo Nation sought to create an institution of higher education that encouraged Navajo youth to become contributing members to the Navajo Nation and the world. Diné College became the first tribally controlled and accredited collegiate institution in the United States. Established in 1968 as Navajo Community College, it was later renamed to Diné College. The college is, of course, now celebrating its 50th anniversary. Rooted in Diné language and culture, the college's mission is to advance quality post-secondary student learning and development to ensure the well-being of the Diné people. The educational principles of the college are based on the Diné traditional living system, which places human life in harmony with the natural world and universe, a system that provides protection from the imperfections in life and for the development of well-being. The college houses four schools, the first one Arts, Humanities, and English, then Diné Studies and Education, a STEM college, and then Business and Social Science. An 8-member board of regents appointed by the Navajo Nation president oversees that the college continues its goals for student success. Today, the college has 6 sites spread throughout the Navajo Nation, with 4 campuses in Arizona and 2 campuses in New Mexico. This past spring graduation, Diné College celebrated the success of 192 graduates. Currently, there are 38 tribally controlled colleges and universities in the United States. Miigwech, and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM.